Proclamation number 8971 of 2nd of May, 1965. Messages from the Heights. You can always know yourselves supported by me when love drives you to be active for me, because love is a power, which does not remain without effect. Then I will always be able to have an effect myself, because I am love myself and therefore every work of love is also carried out by me myself. Therefore take care of every single one of them that they also find the way to me. And even if you don't reach it straight away, what they've received, that will no longer let go of them, and they will think of it, because even if they reject my word, it is nevertheless not spoken in vain, and it will again and again stimulate them to think about it. Only love must not be missing, because this also guarantees my presence. And that is why I can only need such announcers who are willing to love and recognize their fellow human beings as being in need of help and want to bring them salvation, because pure truth will only rarely be possessed by a person, and yet they believe that they are in the right thinking. But the few whom I myself can instruct and supply them with the truth will not find the right faith even as mere men. People mostly hold on to the knowledge which has come to them from an uninformed side, but they cannot produce any proof that they are in the right way of thinking. But they cannot provide proof that it corresponds to truth. And so the question is always asked in the world, what is truth? And to this only one answer can come to you, what is of God Himself, who is the eternal truth. Yet they do not want to believe that I myself impart this truth to people, for they have no knowledge of this process, and human words, human knowledge, therefore mean more to them as soon as they have gained it through diligent study. But that the intellect can err and also has erred, that they do not consider, and so mankind is in spiritual blindness, which only I myself can remove. By me bringing pure truth to men, by me supplying them with knowledge, which far surpasses their intellectual thinking. But this knowledge they must also accept, and then men move in truth. Then their thoughts are right directed. To possess pure truth is a sign of near perfection, and that is why only few will profess it at the time of the end. Because only few already have the degree of maturity, which is necessary for it, but which can be reached at any time through the earnest will for truth and the subordination of the will under mine. Therefore men are also allowed to come to me in full trust and to ask me for supply of truth, which I then will also supply to them, only they are not allowed to seek truth there, where it is allegedly offered. Because the start of truth is to be sought and found only with me, and I do not make it dependent on the intellectual sharpness of man, but only alone on the degree of love, because this starts from the heart and makes alone the heart able to receive truth. If you therefore believe that you use your intellect correctly, then first think about the fact that I can never assess a person according to his intellectual acuity. But that he must show me the love which I demand in order to be able to receive the truth from me. Think about it, that I want to reject the understanding of the intelligent and bring the wisdom of the wise to nothing, in order to make those happy who believe in me in all simplicity. Consider also all these words, which should announce to you of the work of my spirit in man. Then you will also learn to understand the process, and there will no longer be great spiritual darkness in you. Just this process has remained incomprehensible to you men through the influence of my opponent, and still it would be explanation for everything to you, and you would also accept my revelations from above unhesitatingly. But because you men mostly lack love, which would enlighten you out of the inside. You doubt, or you reject everything and can therefore never come closer to truth. Because the opponent has you in his power, and he will also never let go of you, as long as you yourselves do not defend yourselves, by you desiring me and intimately unite with me. That alone can bring you salvation in your trouble, in which you are, because you stand shortly before the end. Amen.